13.
Okay.
So obviously we didn't get to all of our things. I just thought it would be really fun. I have been thinking about tattoos since the very beginning, thinking, how can we do this? And finding this, I thought, oh, that'd be fun. I just didn't realize it would be quite as long to take that. I'm not getting there. You got the idea. You don't always have to do it on tracing paper. You can also do it on parchment paper. So if you have parchment paper at home, that's fine. It's just make sure that you do a lot of gel. And you can use colored gel pens as well. So you can really go to town. So it'd be interesting to see what you come with next week. I have sneezed. Anyway, so I want to like corral us back in here. The danger of an earned worth life is real. The only antidote is that we are always naming and tending to people, that we are always seeing them as opposing themselves, as who they're against who they really are. It's our job as priests to lift them up. It's our job as priests to show them that they're connected with Christ, that their worth is not by anything they do. You know, in the evangelical church, we have said that over and over again, and yet we haven't lived it. So the point is not words. The point is not to just say, this is who you are. The point is to be with people, connecting with them, that they might see their connection with Christ. The earned worth life is a life that captures people, that gives them little boxes to feel comfortable in, to make them feel at home and good, but it gives them a false identity. It gives them the identity of good Christian. And you know what? There is no such thing. There's only images of God. A transactional gospel opposes freedom. It stands against reality. That's what the priests of Pharaoh did. They stood against reality. The reality of freedom, the reality that transactional living never gives life. And that we see that so well in Exodus. And to not bring that into the gospel is a detriment to the gospel. In the end, Paul tells Timothy, they condemn themselves. It says rejected as regards to the faith. It actually means that because they insist on their own merit, they're actually saying, I'm working against connection. It's on my own merit, and I'm condemning myself. The action of avoiding is not the center of Paul's letter. It is not the center of the Gospels. In fact, since it's only mentioned 5 times in all the New Testament, and yet all the Gospels and all the letters are predominantly talking about healing and restoring, healing and restoring. That has to come first. It has to come last. This is a temporary thing that happens as a last resort. It's a warning that if we don't live the gospel, if we just say the gospel and then we live transactionally, this is what will happen to all of us. We will slide into this very subtly. When we don't live connected, our avoid responses will be a transaction. So you can see why I had trepidation in teaching this section, because I'm so afraid that someone will use it as a formula and not realize this is a last resort, and it is a loving last resort. It is not a transaction to get them to do something. It is to give them the experience that they want, just like God does. But God also does it as the last thing. He gives us breath first. He gives us purpose. He gives us sustenance, food from himself. He gives us beauty. And then lastly, he says, okay, I'm going to give you choice. It's the last thing, and it's only one little piece of that. Don't get it out of balance. Don't go to this and say this is what we need to do. Don't ever start here. It's a warning to us to live the gospel of grace, to live the fact that we have been connected without any doing of ourselves, and that we're supposed to be sharing that with others and then cultivating that connection. So as your plants are growing or not growing, think about that. As your tattoo stays on for the day, and somebody asks if you got a tattoo, share with them about that. Don't just say, oh, it's fun, you can do it this way. Don't just tell them how to make a tattoo. Share with them what that means to live the gospel of grace. So, Father, we thank you that you give us warnings. And, Lord, we confess that each one of us has so often walked outside of what is grace. We have walked outside of giving grace. We have judged. We have avoided. And yet we haven't named and tended. And so we confess that before you. And we pray, Father, that this week you would put into our paths people who we need to name and tend. That you would give us the courage. That you would help us to be strengthened in grace. In Jesus' name, amen.